Although far from our shores, this catastrophe has prompted many Americans to wonder if it could happen here. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked to a couple of tsunami experts about preparedness on the U.S. West Coast, and that's literally where she began this report.
This is Santa Monica. The noise you hear behind me isn't traffic, it's the ocean coming in at high tide. There are plenty of tourists and locals strung along the Santa Monica Pier in the near distance. They're looking out at the ocean and generally enjoying the view. What if the ocean all of a sudden pulled back, smacked the pier, and pulled everybody out to sea? Southern Californians often look at things like this and think, well, we've got beaches. Could it happen here? Time to call an expert and see.
Well, it is possible to happen down in Southern California, but it's not very likely. We're much more likely to get hit by an earthquake. The last tsunami we did get hit by was in the 1940s, and I understand it wasn't that significant.
That's Ed Broomfield at Los Angeles County's Office of Emergency Management. Unlikely tsunami is good news, and, says Broomfield, so is the lag time between an offshore quake and the time a resultant tsunami would actually reach Southern California beaches.
We would also most likely have anywhere from 10 to 12 hours advanced warning of a tsunami, which would give us a head start in evacuating the low-lying areas.
The low-lying areas, however, are some of the most popular parts of the region's coast. The heavily populated and much visited beaches of Santa Monica, Venice, and Marina del Rey. In the event of tsunami, Ed Broomfield says local radio and television would broadcast detailed information urging evacuation. State lifeguards would close the beaches and command stragglers to leave for higher ground. State and local police would go house to house, ensuring people left tsunami-prone areas. And there'd be another warning.
The reverse 911 system where you do massive call-outs from the 911 center out to affected areas, advising them of evacuation orders.
Up the coast in Washington State, George Crawford is the manager of earthquake and tsunami preparedness. Watching the devastation in South Asia spurred him to check on his own managers.
I actually sent out a message to our emergency managers the other day. I told them, I said, this could have been our tsunami. Are we prepared?
In fact, a lot has been done in Washington over the past few years. Because a tsunami could hit Washington's coastline within 45 minutes of its warning, Crawford says emergency preparedness has to be clear enough for residents and visitors. So the beaches have signs that warn of tsunami hazard.
We have put up a little square sign saying tsunami hazard zone, wave chasing a person, and on there saying in case of an earthquake, go to high ground or inland.
There are also signs for how and where to evacuate to higher ground and brochures with instructions for evacuation and assembly in a safe place. Washington State's work to educate its residents about the dangers of tsunami and how to avoid being swept up in one is working. Recently, says George Crawford, an earthquake shook the Puget Sound area. It's actually far less in danger of tsunami, but locals had been schooled well.
And we ended up with about 300-400 people evacuating to high ground before we could even cancel telling them there was not a tsunami. So that's a very good thing. It's telling us that people have been educated to know and understand what they need to be doing in that sort of hazard.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.